creatures of love. I'd like to know, 'cause here I go.
This is Bronwyn, and you are listening to Medieval November, my radio show. I'm so happy you're here. You're also listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and you just heard Silly Love Songs by Wings. And I have a guest in the studio today.
Hey.
It's Guy 3. I just came from home where I was having a lot of snacks.
What snacks?
And you were saying you were really hungry, so I thought I would share my snacks with you. I started off strong with an apple and peanut butter.
Okay, classic.
And then I had another apple.
Okay, nice.
And then I had nachos that I, like, you know how Lauren...
Homemade nachos?
Yeah, like chips with melted cheese on top. And then I had a cookie. One of the
Your sugar cookies?
Yeah.
Are they over?
Yeah, I had the last one.
Oh my god, I was literally dreaming about that the entire day.
But we both have this thing this semester where we have class straight until 4. Like, I had that today.
Yeah.
But I had class until 4, and then I'm always, like, starving at 4 p.m.
Yeah.
And I feel like 4 is literally the worst time of day to eat because, like,
True. You
ruin your dinner every single time.
I just think 4 is the worst time ever. Like, even regardless of eating, it's like, what do you do between, like, 4 and 6?
Have you seen that internet trend of people, like, saying that between 3 and 5 p.m. is, like, the worst time of the day? Like, for girls specifically, and they, like, cry every time during between 3 and 5, and they, like, nap. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about. I'm not sure if I've cried during those times, but I've definitely, like, napped slash, like, done nothing.
I don't hate those hours of the day, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what are your favorite hours of the day?
Well, I am a morning person, so
True.
Probably,
you
like,
do
the
wake
morning
up at
hours.
The crack of dawn.
No, I've been realizing that I'm, like, really glad that I figured out that I'm a morning person, because I feel like my whole life I was, like, who even knows, like, morning person, night person is so fake. Like,
yeah.
But I really am so much more productive in the morning. Like, after a certain hour, I can't, like, I can't do anything.
That's me. After 10 p.m., I don't ask me to do work.
Yeah.
It's just, like,
no,
TV
more than
and
work.
Dinner.
Don't ask me to do anything. Like, after 11 p.m., I actually can't function. I, like, shut down.
Whoa. That's crazy.
But you're a night person.
I'm actually not, though. I think I'm none.
Mm. Okay, that's what I used to think. I was like, oh, I'm none. Everyone's none.
I think I'm none, though. But I really like the morning, and I really, really like the night. It I think it just depends, like, who I'm with.
Mm.
If I'm with some annoying people at night, then I'll be like, I can't be here. And I'm quickly an early night person.
But isn't that the case for, like, any time of day? If you're with annoying people, you don't want to be there.
True. But the backlash on that is that in the day, though, there's, like, many more options to, like, leave and mingle. But at night, you're, like, trapped in whatever situation you're in. Usually, most of the time. Unless you just, like, Irish exit.
Yeah.
Which, like, I could do.
Yeah. No, I get what you mean. Like, at night, whatever you're doing in the late hours of the evening, like,
yeah,
it's either that or go to bed.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. Whereas, like, some people are, like, night people, like, regardless of, like, who they're with, what they're doing. Like, Uma, for example. Uma's, like, can stay up till, like, 4, just, like, doing nothing. Mm. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, so interesting.
It is interesting.
Okay. I'm now going to play Save the Phenomenon by Feeblest Glock.
Much, but no parents can see. Thank you.
vacation. The sons and daughters, the city officials attend demonstration. It's hardly sink or swim when all is well if the ticket sells. Not blaze of glory. You look down from the temple as people endeavor to make it a story and chisel a marble world, but all is lost if it's never heard. But I've got someone to make grief. Tell me how my money's spent to broker my stays and draw my blinds, so I can't tell what's really there. And all I need's a great big congratulations.
Thank you.
That was Summer Rain by Zimmer 90. Before that, you heard Congratulations by MGMT. And then before that was, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, but Tazita by Mulatu Astatke. It's a jazz song. This playlist has been really random and all over the place, so if you're still listening, I hope you are enjoying these songs. The inspiration behind the playlist today is just songs that I've liked over the past 2 weeks. So it's definitely a very random mix, but I'm enjoying it, so I hope you are too. Any thoughts? Should I play one of your songs right now?
That would be great.
Okay, which one? I can just pick one.
Yeah, just pick one.
Okay. Wait, is the Amine one?
You mean Kitronada?
No, I'm... Okay, I'm going to play a surprise song, and it's going to be exciting, and everyone's going to be surprised. Okay, enjoy.
If the dick can't hang, the beat don't bend. If the dick can't hang, the beat don't bang. dismiss you out of hand. You've got a beautiful face. It would take you places. You kept running. You've got money, you've got fame. Every morning I see a picture from the train. Now you're an actress. So says your resume. You made of car. You couldn't hide your way out of a paper bag. You got lucky. You ain't talking to me now, little Miss Plucky. Pluck your eyebrows for the crowd. Get on the airplane. You give me stomach pain. I wish that you were here. We would have had a lot to talk about. We had a deal then. We nearly signed it with our blood and understanding. I thought that you would keep your word. I'm disappointed. I'm aggravated. It's a fault I have, I know. When things don't go my way, I have to blow up in the face of my rivals. I scream and rant, I make quiet an arrival. The men are surprised by the language. They act so discreet, they are hypocrites, so fuck them too. Dear, if I could have a second skin, I'd probably dress up in you. You're a star now. I'm fixing people's nails, I'm knitting jumpers. I'm working after hours, I've got a boyfriend. I've got a feeling that he's seeing someone else. He always had a thing for you as well. Though in the face of my rivals, I swear and run, I make quite an arrival. The men are surprised by the language. They act so discreet, they are hypocrites, forget them. So fuck them too.
That was Belle and Sebastian, Dress Up in You. Apparently, Belle and Sebastian tickets, concert tickets, the pre-sale was today, which I didn't really have time to check. But the general sale, I think, is Friday, so hopefully I can get tickets. I had tickets to Belle and Sebastian 2 summers ago, and I had to give them away because I had a flight to London on the day that I had the tickets for. So I would really love to see Belle and Sebastian live. Hopefully I can get tickets this time around. Before that was Free by Florence and the Machine. And before that, Sauce Up by Catrimine. Oh. Wait, is that not like... It's with Amine, though.
Yes. Is also with Amine.
Is that not Amine, though? It's a different person with Amine?
No, it is Amine.
Wait, then what's the Catra?
Oh, that's like their like joint name when they collaborate.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know why they've done that. It's really weird.
I like that. Yeah. In the break, we were talking about New York. We should do predictions for next year.
Let's do it.
For this time next year.
Oh, well, this time next year. That's so scary.
Okay, prediction for
each
you.
Person? Over me.
Wait, should we do predictions for each other, predictions for ourselves, predictions for everyone
I
in the
I think predictions
house?
For each other.
Oh, okay.
Or predictions for house, too.
Okay, predictions for the house. Everyone is living in New York.
I don't know if Lauren will move to New York.
She seems to think she is. She said she was.
She seems to think.
Honestly, I want to ask her more about it because she said it that one time and then
never brought it up again. I don't know. I feel like she's gonna do whatever wherever medicine takes her, which I don't think is in New York.
I was talking to somebody today who's like planning to go to med school, and I was like giving them my like 5-year, not that I have a 5-year plan, but I'm giving them the plan for the next couple of years. And I was like, yeah, I want to go to New York, but like I don't think I'll be there for longer than like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah,
because then I'll probably go to grad school.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, so you're taking 2 gap years. And I was like, that's such a like med school thing to say, because people who go to med school, like if you take time off, it's like a gap. They call it a gap year. But for everyone else, it's just like, no, you're just working.
You're just working. Yeah. So yeah. Wait, you want to go to grad school?
Yeah, do you not?
Should I? We're like, in what?
You don't have to. I'd love to get, like, my MBA eventually.
Oh, yeah, I might do that. Why not?
Yeah. Or, like, any grad program. I don't know. I'd like to have multiple degrees.
Yeah, so true. Yeah, exactly. I want to be an accomplished woman.
I also just, like, don't want this to be the end of school forever
this
year. Like, that would be kind of a scary thought.
Yeah. Might as well get a PhD too then, no?
No. A PhD is so scary. Having to, like, I feel like I shouldn't be saying that writing a dissertation is so scary because I'm, like, writing a senior thesis.
But yeah.
I don't know. Writing a dissertation still seems so scary. It also seems pointless.
Yeah, it's so specialized in something that's so useless, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it doesn't have to be useless, but most of the time it's useless.
Yeah, it seems kind of useless.
And you just have, like, a sexy, name.
I feel like I saw this tweet that was like a hot take in academia, and it was like, getting a PhD doesn't mean you're smart, it just means that you like are willing to invest a lot of time and money into like getting it, but
whoa.
It doesn't mean you're smart. I was like, whoa.
Is it, wait, bold statement. Are you getting a lot of your resources from TikTok?
No, that was Twitter.
Oh, no, because I'm definitely
but
guilty
in
of
life,
getting
those. Yes.
Yeah, whenever I'm like, oh yeah, I found this, or I read this somewhere.
Yeah, I know that. I read this somewhere. No, I think that's, like, unfortunately everyone in our generation.
I know,
like,
it's quite sad.
I read this somewhere.
Is it sad, or is it just different? No, I think it's sad, actually.
No, I think it's both. It's a bit two things sad. Can be true at the same time.
True.
Yeah. Sad and different.
Yeah.
Okay, predictions. Let's
oh,
get
yeah.
In
so for
good.
You?
Yeah.
Okay, I think my prediction for you is you're going to be working a really sexy finance job in New York, uh-huh. And you're gonna, I don't know who you're gonna live with, maybe Jill, or like, I think you'd honestly be down to live alone. No,
I just hadn't thought about that, but maybe
I would. Okay, I feel like you either are gonna live alone or you're gonna live with one other person, and I think more than one other person, you're going to be like, no. Especially after, like, living with so many people in college.
No, it's not that bad. I promise.
And then I think it's probably going to be Jill. Or if it's not Jill.
I would live with 3 or 4.
Really?
4 might be pushing it.
Okay. Okay. I would not. I think my mic went out.
No, it's on.
Oh. Never mind. I would. For you, I would be like, 3 people is the best.
Yeah, I agree.
I would say, like,
the one thing about one other person, my friend Belle lived with one other person, and she was saying it's nice because she was giving pros and cons, and she like gave a lot of pros, but the con she gave was like, it's just you and that other person, like there's no dynamic of multiple people. It's just like you and them. And like,
yeah, but then like the third person has to like fit in so well with like you and the other.
True.
Because like if she's a rando, then it's just like, okay, and we're not gonna like talk to you anyways. But if it's like another like good friend, then like that could be a working dynamic. But then it's like to find 2 good friends in the city to live with is difficult, you know.
Impossible feat.
Or the other person you would live with is Hazel or Belle.
Yeah, yeah. Belle wants me to stay in Boston, but because she's doing
another year.
Eastern, yeah.
Right. Well, that's not gonna happen. So,
yeah, so
Belle's
Hazel.
Gonna have to. So Hazel. And then you're gonna definitely move. I actually give you a life prediction. You're gonna move out of New York in like 2 years. You're gonna go to grad school, as you just said. I hadn't predicted that, but you just told me. You're gonna go to grad school. And then you're gonna get your other degree.
Wait, this prediction is getting so long. I thought we were just doing for this time next year. No, but, get into it.
But I feel like I just like know exactly where you're gonna end up, and it's beautiful. So you're gonna get your grad program. You're gonna like somehow get. I don't know how old you are. You're gonna be like 26 now, 27. 26.
Yeah, 26.
Yeah, okay, so now you're going to be, like, working up to, like, marriage to whoever you're currently with.
Okay.
Doesn't have to be anyone we know. It could be, though. And then you're going to lock it down or be engaged, I think, by, like, 27.
Whoa.
Because I feel like when you know when something's good, you know when it's good. And you're going to, like, lock it down. And then you're going to, like... I think move back to Boston or Cambridge.
Yeah.
But I think to like raise a family or like for some time you might like get a house on Cape Cod or like go.
Not Cape Cod? No.
Oh.
Cape Cod's like really tacky. No
really?
Offense to anyone who lives in Cape Cod.
Wait, okay, where does your aunt live?
It could be nice. Rhode Island.
Right. Somewhere along those lines. Okay. Like you're definitely gonna be like settling down on like a coastal beachy town.
Okay.
Your house is gonna be like impeccable.
Oh, thanks.
It's gonna be like beachy coastal vibes, blues, but like whites and blues and grays, but like splashes of color here and there. And like an overall very warm, peaceful vibe.
Mm.
It's gonna be you, your husband, definitely a dog, and like kids, I guess, if you want.
Thanks.
Yeah.
We'll see how much of that turns out to be true.
Your empire
Wait,
is gonna be
now
based here.
I feel like my prediction's gonna be so. I don't know.
Was it accurate?
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to come up with something as good as that for you, but I can't.
Oh,
I can't top that.
No. I actually don't know for myself, honestly.
Yeah.
The only thing I do know is, like, New York probably for the next, like, 3 years. 2-3 years.
Yeah.
But after that, like, I don't know. Maybe leave the U.S.? I don't know.
I really don't know. I'm, like, having such a hard time predicting for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
I think also part of it is, like, I know you're going to be in New York, but I haven't, like, seen you in New York.
Mm.
So it's hard for me to, like, imagine you there. Because I know you've, like, been there and lived there and, like, will be living there. But I just haven't, like, witnessed it myself. So I feel
That's
like
fair.
I could give you more specific predictions if I'd, like, at least seen a part of your life in New York, if that makes sense.
No, interesting. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait, okay, what do you predict for the rest of the house?
Oh.
Uma, Lauren, Joe. Jill's gonna be living in Brooklyn.
This is so hard. Yeah, I guess.
I
don't know. I feel like I'm bad at this. I'm like struggling to come
Dude,
up with things.
Dude, don't worry.
I know, but I like wish I had better like predicting powers. I really don't. I feel like people surprise me. So.
Yeah.
Okay, we've been talking for so long. Oh. We probably should go back to the music. But. Hope everyone enjoy. Oh, we also have to read a PSA, but we'll get to that after a song or two. The next song I'm going to play is Better Than by Lake Street Dive.
Better than pretending to know what's wrong or worse. cause you got all the guys. Part of my flaws, I'm part of my bros. They by my side, oh, she knows where I'm at. Knows where I'm at, knows that they get once I play with that bat. Knows that she pussy and she knows that it slaps. Pussy tastes like pussy, but I see you tryna cap. I'm always on the go, can't let my heart blow. Ego, I gotta trust home. I gotta trust home, yeah. Move low, yeah. Move slow, yeah. Tell my bodies I'm gone. Move low, yeah. Move slow, yeah. I just wanna see your body on the dance floor, baby, come close. You can bring all your friends, all your friends. You wanna pass by, I tell her no, no. I don't need lies, I don't need you. Tryna move slow, you tryna do blow. Tryna move fast, but I see through you. I ain't playing around, I'm in the brown and rose, even. Now with you and now with the blonde, even. I cannot do that again tomorrow. Might break apart, might fall apart. Might fall apart, might reach the stars. Might tell these bitches that I'll never be at large. Might be the boy, might be the one. Might be the one to take you out of your trouble. Out of the rubble, out of the struggle, yeah. Girl, I just wanna do custom, yeah. Put down the hours and grow. Move low, yeah. Move slow, yeah. All my bodies, I'm gone. Move low, yeah, move slow, yeah. I just wanna see your body on the dance floor, baby, come close. You can bring all your friends, all your friends.
This is Bronwyn, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm going to read a quick PSA before the end of my show. Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org. Adopt, don't shop. This is a public service message from WMFO Tufts Radio. Thank you so much for listening tonight. I will be back in 2 weeks at 5 p.m. on Wednesdays. Gaithi, would you like to... Any final thoughts?
Just thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you.
Do it anytime. I'm always available at this time for future if you want me back again.
Okay. No.
But yeah, thank you so much for listening to my two songs, my contribution for today.
What are you gonna have for dinner?
Oh my god, I was just discussing that with Uma. I think we're gonna do something Italian.
Oh.
Because we have a breast of chicken we need to use because it's gonna go bad soon. What are you doing?
Wait, why did chicken make you think Italian?
Because like, I was thinking like pasta with chicken,
okay.
Or like my truffle chickpea salad with chicken. I honestly just want to have truffle oil.
Wait, say the thing about picking a region for dinner.
Oh yeah, so like me and Uma, our housemate, pick like a region of the world every night to travel to in order to like understand what we're craving and understand what we want to make for dinner. So every morning or every night we'll be like, it was like, what, you know, where do we want to travel, like what region of the world? Because then once you centralize your area, then you know your spices, you know your flavor profile, you know your recipes, you know what you're trying to achieve.
Have you done any South American?
We actually haven't. No, there's a lot of regions we haven't traveled to.
Okay.
The most visited regions of the world for us would be straight up Asia, but in Asia it's gonna have to be like China, Japan, and Korea, and India. And then we travel to Italy a lot, and then